Welcome to the Frisco Podcast. I'm your host, Scott Ellis, and this week, Tammy Minershagen, the president of Frisco Association for the Arts, is joining me to talk all about what's been happening with them and what they are doing for the arts in Frisco. Welcome to the Frisco Podcast. All right, Tammy, good to have you here. Thank you for joining me.
Thank you for having me.
So there's been a whole lot of stuff going on over the last year or so for the Frisco Arts. People probably know a little bit about it. They probably don't know everything, but we're going to try to dig in a little bit and tell them what's going on, bring them up to date on all of the good arts things that are happening in Frisco. And there is quite a bit. You guys are doing a good job. Okay, so there's actually a couple of arts organizations here in Frisco. There is the Frisco Association for the Arts. That's you guys. And then there is the Frisco Public Arts Council, right?
Or,
I'm sorry,
board.
Public Arts Board.
Yes, that's
okay,
right.
Okay, Art Board. What is the difference between those two, and how do they work together or function?
That is a great question. In fact, a lot of people ask me that and are confused. Because I serve on both the Public Art Board and Frisco Arts, I can give you my simple answer, which is that the Public Art Board manages the public art in Frisco. Frisco Arts serves as a champion for all of the arts in Frisco, music, dance, theater, visual art. And I can unpack that a little more. The Public Art Board is a city board with members that are appointed by city council. And their main purpose is basically to oversee the art selection process for the city's public art program. There's a public art ordinance that 1% of every capital project must be used on public art. And that means we actually have a really large collection of public art in Frisco. And with the passage of the new bonds, we're going to have even more projects. So the city of Frisco even hired a new public art coordinator to handle all the projects coming. The board, the Public Art Board, makes final recommendations to the City Council for the public art commissions. Frisco Arts is a 501c3 nonprofit organization, and we function as an arts advocacy group that serves to advance the arts in Frisco. We do that basically in four ways. We advocate for the arts. We expand the cultural, artistic, and educational opportunities in Frisco. We raise awareness and funds for our local arts groups. And we serve as a liaison for city funding. Both of these groups, Public Art, Frisco Art, have art in their name, but they do two different things.
Okay, so it sounds like the Public Art Board, the sculptures, for example, in front of the Municipal Center.
That's right.
Those are the types of things that they're focused
that's
on.
That's right.
Okay. And then everything else that's going on around town,
anything
you guys
arts
are
and
supporting and advocating for in some way, shape,
that's
or form.
Right. That's right. We want to be basically all arts and culture in Frisco and the umbrella agency that handles that. And that's why we're doing some of our new initiatives.
Okay. And we're going to talk some more about those in
yes.
a minute. One of the big ones that I wanted to ask about was the 2015 bond election. So I know one of the hot button issue for arts advocates in Frisco has been the lack of a meaningful performing arts center. What we do have is pretty small and pretty minimal. And you guys are fighting to get something a little bigger, a little better, that can be used by a lot of different arts groups around town. Just for everybody listening who may not remember this, but last May there was a bond election. There was something called Proposition 8 that was in support of getting a performing arts center, at least some funds to help get that started.
Right.
Haven't heard much about it since then. It's been almost a year. What's happening with that?
Well, that's right. The bonds for a cultural and performing arts center, $10 million, did pass last May, and that was a completely citizen-driven effort. It was outside of Frisco Arts. Frisco Arts was an advocate in that, but it was driven by the citizens, by the public. And truly, people voted based on a vision, just because they knew this needs to happen in Frisco to make it a well-rounded city. It's our missing link. So we have support, but because it was citizen-driven, it hasn't been adopted per se by a staff person. All the other initiatives have a staff person who is working on them to get them fulfilled, and this particular one doesn't yet. So there isn't as much real movement going on this particular initiative than the other ones. However, Frisco Arts did partner with Page Architects of Dallas. They offered to do a pro bono programming study, which is essentially an initial needs assessment. What does this building need? Who are the users going to be? What kind of spaces do they need? What kind of square footage? So it was the first step in moving towards a plan. It's not a feasibility study. That means it's not market research. It's not the cultural and economic impact of a building. It's really the specifics of the building. What are we trying to build in Frisco? Frisco Arts partnered with Page this summer, and we interviewed 16 different stakeholders, that represented a cross-section of nonprofits and businesses in all of the different fields, music, dance, theater, and visual art. We also included Collin College and FISD as part of the stakeholder input. And Paige put all of that information together, synthesized it, came up with five different building options that were from least to greatest in size and also in cost and square footage. And we presented that to the City Council at their winter work session in January. The feedback was positive that this was the most specific that they've seen anything regarding a performing arts center so far. But with that information, the next step really is a feasibility study, the market research, choosing one of those options and saying, okay, this is where we want to go. What is the feasibility of this type of facility in Frisco?
What is the feasibility study meant to actually address?
It's meant to address the economic impact. Can we afford that as a city? Is this something that we really need? And, you know, from the get-go, a lot of people have said, we don't need that. We already know we need it. But you can say it and believe it, but you still need to have the research to back it up and show and prove it. And so that's what we really do need to have. And once we have that, then you move to schematic design and you can really see and feel the type of building we're supporting.
And ideally, this is going to be a building that would be used by a number of different organizations around town, correct?
Yes. If it's something that I would support, then it would be definitely a building that will cater to the local arts organizations, a place for all of our different groups to be able to perform. Right now, you know, with the only public facility being the Black Box, it really limits the groups. I mean, you can't have orchestras and choirs and even musical theater performances in a Black Box theater that's meant really for a smaller audience. We don't have fly space. You don't have wing space. You don't have the kind of sprung floors and things that you need for dancers. So we do need a larger facility, one that is catered to the different arts groups and visual arts as well. I mean, there's people who want to see a more beautiful space for visual arts to be featured in Frisco.
Speaking of those groups and going back to Frisco Arts, who are some of the specific organizations you guys support, and for those others that are out there, what is that decision process like that you go through in selecting who those organizations are going to be?
Sure. Well, Frisco Arts gives grants to other nonprofit arts organizations who are bringing quality arts and culture programming to Frisco. And we just finished up the grant selection process for 2016-2017. This year, we conducted our first grant writing workshop in February to help new groups fill out the online application, and then we created a funding review committee that was comprised of arts advocates in the city that were essentially secret shoppers. They attended the events, they got to know the groups, they had information to share with us during a work session where we went through all the applications in detail and discussed the list of criteria. Since the city funds that we distribute are a percentage of hotel motel occupancy tax, it's called the hot tax, it's really important that these groups satisfy the requirements of the hot funds and that we are directly enhancing and promoting tourism. So those are really the key things we're looking for. We also wanted to make sure they align with Frisco Arts core values, that they are having Frisco-based performances, which again is a little difficult for some groups that cannot actually perform here. I mean, they have to perform other places, but they can bring many things here, that they have a wide audience and demographic, and that they have a potential for growth and sustainability. The groups will be online in the next few weeks, so we're kind of working through those right now.
Mm-hmm. And the reason that some of those groups can't perform here is just the lack of facilities, right?
Yeah, it really
is.
In
certain cases,
it's just size. We have one group, for instance, the Children's Theater Group. They're doing their best to make the Black Box work, but they sell out 16 performances in about 24 hours.
Wow.
And they just can't do that to the kids anymore. So they are moving to other facilities outside Frisco where they don't have to do that. I mean, they can have a 300-seat theater where they can have less performances on the kids. So that kind of thing is happening. Also, renting the school auditoriums, it's not a rental facility. So you can't just walk in and say, hey, I'd like that date. You have to go through a process, and it needs to be worked around all of the other school groups that are using that space. And as a mom of a high schooler in fine arts, I can tell you there's a lot of stuff going on in those auditoriums year-round. And it's an institutional space, so it's meant for the kids to be using. Even if a theater group wanted to come and use that space, the kids have the scene shop. I mean, they're making their productions on site. So where is this other community group going to do the work of putting in the scene and, you know, sharing that space is just not ideal. So we do need to find a space where these groups can start thriving in Frisco.
I didn't realize the Children's Theater was selling out that many performances. I think, you know, KISS doesn't sell out that many performances in one show.
Well, it is because it's a limited amount of seating, right? But they're also not even really able to open up to the public yet. That's just friends and family.
A big part of your job is helping organizations, arts organizations that need funds, get funds.
That's right.
And that comes through the hotel motel tax.
Yes.
Can you give us some ideas of how much in total, what is the aggregate of what you guys give out? How much are you putting back out into the community from a dollars and cents standpoint?
Sure. Well, I'm really thrilled to announce that we are more than doubling our grants to local arts organizations this year. So historically, Frisco Arts has been distributing about $60,000 a year in city grants. This year, however, we are giving almost $120,000.
Wow.
To our local grants. Thank you. And we're so excited to give it away. I mean, I just can't wait to see some of the faces.
Yeah, I've never seen somebody so happy to give money
away. I know. And then on top of that, the scholarships that we're giving away, they don't come from the hot tax. They're going to be coming from our own funding, but we are giving $40,000 in scholarships this year, which is 15 times bigger than previous years. So we're giving three $5,000 scholarships through the Frisco Education Foundation to students pursuing a career in the arts. And then we are establishing an endowed scholarship through the Collin College Foundation for a student pursuing a career in the arts. And we're just so excited because that's a true investment in the local arts community and the next generation of artists.
All right. So for all the parents that are listening that have kids that are in fine arts, you guys have scholarships for them.
Yes, we do. So I would go to the Frisco Education Foundation website and have them apply and then go to Collin College Foundation as well. And next year, we're hoping to have our own Frisco Arts scholarships that we will be able to distribute.
Wonderful. Now I'm going to go down a topic that is close to my heart. We want Frisco to be better than everybody else.
Yes.
So how does I know the other communities around us, Plano, McKinney, Allen are also blowing up, not quite the way Frisco is,
right?
But they've got a lot going on too.
They do.
How do the arts things that we have going on here, the funding that we have here, how does that compare to the cities around us?
Okay, well, this is a bit of a sensitive topic, I think, and something that not many people are aware of. All of the cities do contribute some of their hot tax funds to the arts. Texas law allows for up to 15% to go to the arts. Plano gives more than 14%, which is almost $800,000, and that's their yearly contribution to the arts. Allen also does upwards of 10%, and McKinney, I'm getting their numbers in, but it's definitely more than what Frisco gets, which is about 1.something%. The budget for the hot tax is a little over $4 million. When we first started receiving funds, it was in 2004, we received $50,000 at that time. And the last funding that we received in 2015 was at $75,000. So it still represents a very, very slow drip into the arts for Frisco. Can you imagine how arts and culture could explode if we could really move up that percentage and be able to give away more? And it's not going into somebody's pocket. I mean, it is going to these groups to help them thrive, to help them cover the cost of the professional musicians, cover the cost of the venues, and come up with more exciting and new programming that they can institute in Frisco.
Hopefully we'll be able to encourage that to go up a little bit. It doesn't even sound like we've kept pace with our own growth.
That's
much
right.
Less that around us.
Yes.
So.
And as an arts advocacy agency, I mean, that's what we're going to do. We need to focus on that. And we will.
Let's talk about events. Let's talk about some things that are coming up that are arts-oriented.
Mm-hmm.
What kinds of fun things are going on around town?
Well, the first thing I'd like to say is that Frisco Arts has instituted a new Frisco Arts calendar on our website. And this is a calendar that is open to the whole public. Churches, schools, individuals, organizations, businesses, anyone can go on the Frisco Arts calendar at friscoarts.org and come up with your own login and password, and then post your event with pictures, all the details. Those events will be then put into our weekly newsletter, so that goes out to over 700 subscribers at this point. But it's a great tool for anyone who wants to advertise their arts and culture event. There hasn't been a central place to find what's going on in Frisco regarding arts and culture, performances, poetry slams, anything. And this is our way of serving the community in that way and being that conduit. Further out is our inaugural Frisco Arts Walk, and that's going to be on October the 8th, 2016. It's the first celebration of all of the public art in Frisco, including the city of Frisco's own collection, but also the privately owned Hall Collection and the Texas Sculpture Garden, which has over 150 pieces of public art that is free to the public to view. Craig Hall has been such a wonderful support and true visionary. I mean, you come to Frisco and that's that red Jaguar is the first thing you see off of the Dallas North Tollway and Gaylord. And that's just the beginning. You know, people don't realize how much art is really right there. And we're going to be showing that, celebrating it, having some art tours. We'll also have local arts groups performing that day. We'll have food trucks. We'll have bounce houses and activities for the kids. And at the end of the evening, we're having the Good Question Band come, and they'll be performing for a couple hours. So it's going to be a great event.
So it's a chance to see some hidden gems around town that a lot of people probably don't even know are there.
That's right. That's right. And we're really excited. We're going to be also partnering with the CVB and hopefully able to create an app on your phone so you can find every piece of public art on your phone and know who created it and when the medium's used.
Excellent. It's hard to overstate how important the arts are to a community. So thank you very much for all you guys are doing.
Thank you.
To try to further the arts here in Frisco. We got a lot of great things going on. The arts are lagging a little behind, so just keep at it, and we look forward to you guys catching up. If there are people out there that want to get involved with Frisco Arts, they want to support you guys, they want to help out, maybe volunteer, or just find out more about you, where's the best place for them to go?
All right. The first thing you can do is go to our website, friscoarts.org. You can also email us at info@friscoarts.org. But we are just launching, and you're the first to know, about our new membership campaign, which is called our 20 for 20, Friends of Frisco Arts. So Frisco Arts is celebrating its 20th anniversary. It's hard to believe. It's been 20 years. Yep. It was started 20 years ago by leaders, arts advocates in our city who really believe that the arts matter. We've decided to celebrate with a quick and easy way to get involved. For $20, you become a friend of Frisco Arts.
$20, that's it.
Yes, and a friend of Frisco Arts is an arts advocate who believes the following. Art is a universal language that unifies our growing and diverse community. Art strengthens and sustains Frisco through its social, economic, educational, and community impact. Art is essential to the health and sustainability of our vibrant city. Art has a positive, lifelong personal impact, resulting in increased creativity, volunteerism, philanthropy, innovation, and self-expression. And lastly, that Frisco needs a home for the arts through a cultural, performing, and visual arts center, allowing the arts community to thrive. So if you believe these things, then we invite you to become a friend of Frisco Arts for just $20. Your name will be on our website, and you can see all of the hundreds of friends of Frisco Arts that you'll be joining.
Wonderful. Well, Tammy, thank you very much for joining us today. We're also going to thank the Texas Legends for hosting this show in their studio here at the Dr. Pepper Arena. And for all of you listening, we have a bunch of extra content coming out on the podcast over the next couple of weeks. So while it's normally a weekly podcast, you're going to be getting this thing two and three times a week for a while.
That's exciting.
Because there's just so much for us to talk about.
Yeah.
So, Tammy, thanks again.
Thank you.
For everybody listening, we will talk to you on the next episode, not next week.